We dug up some audio from a press conference that was hastily called by the then New Zealand cricket boss back in 2003, Martin Sneddon.
As a result of what happened in Karachi this morning, Pakistan time, on behalf of New Zealand cricket, I've made a decision to immediately cancel the remainder of New Zealand cricket team's tour of Pakistan. From my point of view, it actually doesn't matter whether they were a target or not. The fact is that a bomb went off close to where they were staying. It has threatened their security, and therefore that's enough as far as I'm concerned to make the decision that we've made.
That audio of the then New Zealand cricket boss Martin Sneddon back in 2003. Now joining us is veteran cricket commentator Brian Waddle, who was in the team's hotel when the bomb exploded. Brian, good morning.
G'day, Derek, Karen.
You must have some mixed feelings hearing that. That must have been a pretty scary time.
Yeah, it's pretty chilling. There's a lot of uncertainty around in those conditions. I must admit that I had experience, of course, because I'd been in three other bombings in Sri Lanka on previous tours, and so it wasn't quite so uncertain, but you do worry about your safety there for a period of time, but it's a case of what will be, and I remember back to that occasion, there was an aura of panic, and that happens in those circumstances, but I think everything was handled pretty well, and, you know, as has been said just previously in that report, the players wouldn't go back unless there was some real certainty about the arrangements for them, even though it's not ideal for playing cricket worldwide.
It was pretty tough for some of those players then, wasn't it? They'd been through a lot.
Oh yeah, there was a fair bit going on around the world, and the pressures on them in terms of touring in Pakistan were difficult, and of course the bomb going off right outside the hotel certainly unsettled a lot of the players. I think there was somebody on the bus at the time waiting to go to the ground. They was setting up for a test match at Karachi Stadium. Dale Shackle was the physiotherapist. He copped a few bits of glass that left cuts and abrasions, and it was pretty scary times.
So what are you expecting this time around? It's because touring the subcontinent is difficult at the best of times, isn't it? You've done it plenty of times. What do you think the players can expect in terms of wickets, in terms of conditions, that sort of thing?
Well, they'll be on the same pitches pretty much. They're playing at Rawalpindi, which, of course, is up in the north of the country and not far from the Afghanistan border. And a lot of cricket wasn't played there for a period of time, along with the other areas of Pakistan. Then they come back to Lahore, where the pitch conditions are generally pretty good, and the entire area around the ground, even though that's where one of the skirmishes occurred previously, is pretty secure, and they will be in a bubble. Of course, players are now used to that sort of thing, having lived in bubbles at home. This is just a more secure environment. They have with them Reg Dickerson. He was the security man on the tour in 2002, and he is a very, very experienced campaigner and knows exactly what is required. He's been involved in looking after a lot of sides around the world, so that's one experience. The travel to and from the ground is going to be a difficult one, and not pleasant, because you're going to be surrounded by armed guards and, as they say, armoured cars and that sort of stuff. But, you know, the focus is on cricket, and I'm sure that their concentration will be there, and they've had a chance to settle in, which is a good thing for them as well.
Brian Waddle, thank you very much. A veteran cricket commentator there.